Kingdom Builders podcast. I'm one of your Kingdom Builders. I'm Kim. I am joined by a bunch of other people. We've got people who are on the leadership team. We've got people who've been with us for years now. I'm just going to send it over to maybe our other Kingdom Builders leaders to introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Joshua.
And I'm Christine. We're both in Kansas.
Is that something you're usually saying, is that you're in Kansas? I like to keep it a mystery. But I'm all about the mysteries, you know.
No one knows where Kim lives, especially when she has interesting backgrounds from all different places.
I do. Okay, let's move on from where I live. Okay, so other people who are joining us, could you please hop on and introduce yourselves?
Hi, everybody. I'm Nidia. Nidia Salas. I am from Central Valley, California.
Hello, everybody. I'm Amanda Smith, and I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
I am Bree Brummer. Oh, sorry, and I interrupted somebody.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I'm Trisha Bird from Wichita, Kansas. Sorry about that, Bree.
I'm Dottie Ulrich from Vero Beach, Florida.
Hello, our international person. Are you going to introduce yourself, or are we going to have to do it for you?
Hi, this is Mona Kamas, and from Sydney, Australia.
Nice to have you on. Cool. Well, I'm excited for today. I love having so many people on, and we have a couple cool topics that we're going to talk about today. So if you are new to being here or listening, we tend to get into the wild and crazy, and that's part of what we love. So I hope you love it too. If you don't, quit listening. We don't care.
Well,
or join the conversation if you love it like we do. We love to get into all the fun stuff. They're like, why is she so harsh to people? I love you. I love all of you, even if you disagree with everything I believe. So, Dottie, you had a great topic that you wanted to discuss. Could you share? Ask the questions.
It's kind of a twofold thing about grounding when you put your feet in either the grass or the dirt, or going to the beach, since I live in Florida, and redeeming the land. I've thought about redeeming the land since your class and the trees and everything around there, but I hadn't thought about redeeming the sand, even though that's still part of the earth, of course. And I heard about the water, which y'all did in Africa too. So I'd like to hear about that.
That's fun. Even Kim and Josh and I went and did some of that in Florida. Not the place that you are, but still pretty fun. Yeah. So anybody have any thoughts on grounding and the redeeming and all that stuff?
I have additional questions. Dottie, what are you thinking about? Like, can you narrow it down a little bit? So with grounding, are you just wanting to talk about what grounding is, about the benefits of it?
The health benefits of grounding. And I've done that I've heard about it starting about 7 or 8 years ago, but I never, and then I just started, when I would sit in the backyard, start redeeming, doing more than just receiving, but actually trying to restore things around me. So, I don't know, everything that's encompassing. What are the health benefits, and how can we turn that to help benefit everything around us, whether it's the trees or the frequencies of everything else around?
Am I going to have to call on people? Is this happening? Joshua, okay, look, I know what you did at your wedding even, and Bree, by the way, they're married, if you didn't know, Bree and Josh. So you want to talk about it a little bit?
Well, I think from just starting at like a health point of view, grounding literally does what the name implies, as if your body was an electrical current, and it helps ground the electricity inside your body with the resonance that is inside the earth. And you can do it a lot of ways. You can do it in, you know, barefoot in the dirt. You can, you know, there's some people who lay on the ground. There's some people who just put their feet in the dirt. There's all sorts of ways to do it, but it's like, you know, if you look scientifically at some of the tests they've done, It's like less than a minute and you can already measure the impact on the physical body. And so there's lots of different grounding apparatuses you can do, but you know, from like the point of view of the kingdom builders and our faith and what we walk in, another great aspect of actually using the dirt or the sand or the water or you know, whatever you're engaging with, is you can also engage with just like creation while doing it. And that I think is, you know, it's taking it to a different level. But even just like, you know, if you want to start really simply, like go be barefoot in the ground and be thankful for three things. And while you're thinking of three things to be grateful for, it will ground the electricity inside your body and fill you with gratitude. So like, at a very simple level, that's an easy practice to put in. You can, I know, Dottie, you were asking about some of the like redeeming the land and things like that. There's, you know, that you can take things to another level and you can start asking the Lord to show you what the land has been used for and things that have happened. And then you can take those to him and deal with it however he says. I don't want to give a prescription for that because, like, you know, probably the easiest one is like to cover it in the blood of Yeshua. Can you do that for everything? Yes, you can. But sometimes there are specific practices or methodologies that he may want you to use in each situation. And so doing that through relationship is the best. One of the questions in the chat, Amanda asked about, can you do it in concrete? You can do it in concrete. It is less of a electrical flow than it would be in dirt. But you can, there is still some level of measurable impact, but it is not quite the same as actual dirt. And to also on that point, on actual dirt, like some people who have lived in apartments have taken dirt and put it in a container and then taken it up to their apartment. There still is some impact in that, but there is something about being connected to the earth as a whole that will have a greater impact. And so all the things are good. Some of them just have different levels of effectiveness. Dorothy, I think you had a question.
Yes. I can't remember who I was meeting with about a month ago in the 201 class, but I felt led to redeem the air from the space shuttle. It ended up being from the space shuttle Columbia, and which took off an hour north of me from NASA, but it ended up blowing up over Texas. And I thought, is this something that you really want us to do, Lord? And he kind of, and he really showed us step by step. And it was just really cool. And the trauma that the stars and the space felt from that blowing up, and we had to redeem and restore that. And I felt there was so much freedom. I don't remember all that happened, but I never had thought about restoring space from trauma into it. But I have, like you're saying, find out what's asked Yeshua or ask Yahweh, what's gone on here that needs to be redeemed or restored. So that's something.
That's awesome. Nidia.
I was just watching a documentary on soil because my daughter's doing science and she's studying soil, and it's just so awesome because this I didn't know. But I think it has to do with grounding in the sense that obviously we know the soil's alive, but when they have the disc and they create those dust bowls, it is actually depleting the soil out of its nutrients and therefore depleting the little microorganisms that live there. So we all kind of, well, we're all part of this big, huge cycle, Mother, like Earth and all of us. This thought just kind of came to mind, okay? So when we ground, we're not used to, I mean, and some of us, you know, we'll talk to the plants, the animals and all that. But I feel like it's part of like not only a connection, but part of like, yes, connecting to the ground, connecting to who we are as a whole, all interconnected, but it also like a transference of speaking, like for the land to recognize who we are, recognize that we're there, and for us to also connect to the land. So yeah, like a part of speaking, of feeling emotion, because when you ground, you also, I don't know if you guys ever like hug a tree or something, there's like this interchange of energy that happens, which is also a form of speaking and loving. So I feel like grounding also is part of like just telling that earth that we care and that we're here and that we're together. Yeah.
I love that. I think that's really cool. And, you know, I'd not really even thought about that before. I mean, not exactly. But I do know, you know, our bodies speak in the language of energy and frequency. And the earth speaks that same language, right? And everything in it. And so even though our souls are speaking, you know, through our voice in a certain language, there's something very special about connecting that way, like you're saying, and really bringing everything back into the oneness, you know, that echad, that unity sort of oneness that we're all supposed to be in, not just with each other, but with all of creation. And so anyway, you were talking about Dadi, the air even, and all of that. And it's just right. Like everything, we are all supposed to be connected, but we have done things to disconnect, like, for instance, rubber-soled shoes, right? Just something easily like that. We don't mean to disconnect, but we haven't learned the importance of connection. And so when we start to learn that importance, it does start affecting us. And even like, you know, Dadi, from the beginning, we were talking a little bit about the health stuff. That's something that majorly affects me. I can tell when I'm grounded and when I'm not. And I forget. It's so interesting. Sometimes I'll get these really bad headaches. And whenever I have a bad headache, I become kind of an idiot about what to do about it. I'm like, did I drink water? It's like all I can think of is something like that. I don't know. I don't know why I'm like that. But one of the easiest things is to just go ground, like get outside and put your feet on the ground, lay down, and it'll go right away. And it's so crazy. We're feeling like if you get really ticked off at somebody and you just are like, I can't handle this, the best thing to do, go ground, because this frequency changes you. It really does. It's like we're supposed to be connected. And then all of a sudden, everything, we get this peace that comes over us and everything shifts. And so if we can have those sort of benefits, we need to recognize we probably are benefiting the earth too, right? We have a part of us that's just as important as the earth has a part for us. We have a part for the earth. And so anyway, it's interesting to think about.
When you just said, you got, you know, someone got in trouble or whatever, go ground. It's like, you're grounded. You need to send, I wonder where that term comes from, but send them to be grounded outside. I did that for my school class. If they picked on someone else, you're outside. They did put their feet in the grass while they were sitting at the picnic table.
That's cool.
In addition to that, I wanted to say, I don't know if you guys know, but runners are starting to use, well, not starting, they've been using these carbon plated shoes. They have piece of earth, right, on their sole, and it actually helps. It's been tested that they actually help by 6 seconds per mile, which might not seem a whole lot, but boy, that makes a big difference when you're a runner. And so I just learned about this weekend because Emmanuel had his first race and he's been running, and statistically wise, how he's been practicing, he statistically, right, was supposed to be up there. And I told him, well, I think your coach might need to redo math. And he goes, oh, mom, everybody that won were running with carbon shoes, carbon plated shoes. I was the only one that didn't. And he still ended up fourth in his team, right? And I'm like, we need to get you them shoes. But just to say that, just be connecting to the earth, parts of earth,
how that just benefits, right? Like benefits our bodies, benefits oneness, and benefits. I think it also helps us not only to connect to earth, but like to connect with ourselves, to align ourselves with who we are in God. Anyway, wanted to add that.
Awesome. I didn't know that was becoming a thing, but that's kind of exciting. All right. Anyone have anything else to add on that subject? Yes. Amanda said you can get grounding pads for your bed. It's true. You just plug them into the little ground thing on the wall. Isn't that awesome?
I have one more thing I want to say about it. And this is just a hypothesis, but I think it might have some truth in it. It tends to make me think that when you go and you ground, it is a way of connecting with the whole. Like, so it's connecting with creation, and it's a way to really be able to step back from the subjectiveness of always just seeing through your one lens. You know what I mean? And I think this is why probably they say, oh, go outside. If you're mad at somebody, go outside and ground, because immediately it gets you back into the whole. You know what I mean? And it immediately gets you back into it. You're connected with creation, which is connected with that person. And it is like, all of a sudden you can be part of that again without having to be like, oh, me versus them.
Right. I think that's exactly what happens to me. I go ground and it's like I can connect. I think I connect to the Lord through grounding, who also helps me kind of get in line with who the other person is in the whole, you know. It is, it's different. It is connecting everybody together like that. That's really awesome. Thanks for that insight.
I have a question.
Sure.
So does it have to be intentional, or can people just, no, it doesn't have to be intentional. Okay. I was just wondering, because when I was little, I hated wearing shoes.
That's funny. I think it's good if it is intentional, because you can really focus on things, but I don't think it has to be intentional. Like if you were to go outside and take a walk in your bare feet, like around your yard, I absolutely think there would still be health benefits, probably psychological benefits, emotional benefits, but having that intentionality behind it is just like supercharging it, I would guess, I suppose.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about the Native Americans and how they wore moccasins. So it was leather, you know, it's not actually rubber or anything like that. They were grounding all the time. They were also known to be the most connected to nature, to the world, right? Like they believed everything was connected and that we are all part of the one. And it's really interesting how, I am sure they didn't go, yes, I need to wear certain shoes to ground. You know, it wasn't intentional at all, but it certainly manifested in who they were as a people. I would say are, but, you know, especially when everyone was wearing moccasins all the time. Okay, well, shall we switch to our next topic? Yes. Nadia, didn't you have a great topic to talk about?
Yes, my question is, how do we practice like spiritual boundaries with your energy? You know how you go into a room and you can like just catch on like the atmosphere, if especially if it's negative, and you know you can kind of pick that up, but then what can we do so that our bubble is sealed? Like I know that I'm sealing myself with the Holy Spirit so that I'm here, but there's certain times that you can pick up other people's negatives and you feel drained, or even if you're not interacting with that person, you feel drained by them, you know, or sometimes we also get attached or they get attached to us. So like, how do we protect ourselves that way so that nobody gets into our bubble? We don't get anybody's bubble. Yeah. I don't know how to picture it, or I just want to learn more.
That's cool. This is my problem in life, as well as I've learned a ton about this. So, you know, there are different people depending on your personality type and how you're wired, if you are more empathetic or less empathetic. There are certain people who really don't deal with picking up on people's energy. I mean, it's hard to imagine if you're someone like me who picks up on everybody's energy. But the more empathetic you are, the more you tend to do it with everyone. And so for me, it's something that I've been doing since I was young by accident. Is this is why I was always a peacemaker. So growing up, like when I was at school, I was not really part of the popular group, and I was not really part of the unpopular group. I was one of these middle of the road people that kind of got along with everybody and would try to make peace between the two groups. And it's because I was feeling what both of them were feeling. I was always aware that everyone was suffering in some way. And so anytime I walk into a room, like you said, I could feel what was happening. And sometimes it would freak me out before I knew the Lord. But it would freak me out when, especially, you know, it started happening with my mom the most, probably because I was most connected with her when I was young. But I would, when she was having a knee problem, I would feel that pain in my knee, you know, or whatever it was. I would feel these certain things. And I was like, this isn't normal, you know. But nobody was really talking about that stuff back then, at least around me. But I started learning that that stuff would stick with me, and I would have problems with demonic stuff later on when I was a believer and I was getting more majorly attacked by things. I realized I was picking up on everybody's stuff. So I was getting a spirit of fear from someone who had a spirit of fear, right? And so that stuff was sticking with me, and I did not know how to get rid of it. I really struggled with a lot of things like that for a long time until the Lord started showing me that I needed to put up these kind of, I call them boundaries. Okay. They're spiritual boundaries. And it can be as simple as, you know, like what Josh was saying earlier with the land, like covering it in the blood, right? It can be as simple as that. It can be just an intention of I'm not receiving right now. So basically for me, this is me, everybody's different, but for me, I will just intentionally put up a wall of not receiving. Like I'm not going to receive. I could give, but I'm not going to receive. And so one thing that messes with me the most in that is electromagnetic frequencies. So my phone, for instance, can be a major problem for me. I have to sometimes, to reestablish boundaries, get electrical devices away from me because it's a real thing. This is actual energy. It's not just a spiritual nuance. It's an actual energy. And so it's an electrical frequency that is coming through a person to me or through a device to me. So there was a time when I struggled, I would have to tell, there was one time I went to the doctor, same doctor Josh goes to, and I walked into the room, and first of all, there are a million different remedies with all different frequencies in the room, and there happened to be like five different doctors in the room, and I was like picking up on everybody's junk, and it just was too much, and I'm like, you're not going to be able to test me right, because you're going to get everybody else's stuff on me. And because what happens is if he's testing my energy and I'm picking up on everybody else's energy, he's going to say your liver's bad when it's really that guy's liver that's bad. And so this happens to me a lot. So I will pick up and I started to be proven to me by, I would minister to somebody and then he would test me that I'm dealing with that. And I'm like, I did not release that back to the Lord. And so I didn't even know it. One time, my mom called me on the phone and she was having this major allergy in her stomach because she ate something she shouldn't have. And she just said, Chris, what kind of essential oils can I use for this? And I'm like, well, this and this is good. You know, not even thinking I'm picking anything up. Okay. Not trying to minister, nothing. But then the next day I tested for that exact allergy and I don't have that allergy. And so I was like, okay. And so I just kind of like, right, Lord, I release that. It's not mine. And so we can release certain energies that aren't ours, but we just need to be aware of it. And so the most important thing, I think, is awareness of, am I picking people's stuff up right now? Or do I have good boundaries? And so, for instance, every time I go, Kim knows, we travel, people can get to me easier by looking me in the eye. I don't know why, but that's a thing. So people who have bad intentions can look me in the eye and get to me. This is both a natural and a spiritual thing. So there's something about me where if I look you in the eye, I can see into your soul and you can see into my soul. If people are good at it, then they are intentional with that. If they're not good at it, they probably don't even notice. So, but I can do that with people. If I look at Dottie and I'm intentional, I can see into her life. Like the Lord will show us there's this connection, right? And it's actually a frequency thing that helps me feel what she's feeling and experience what she's seen and all of this. So it's like this natural and spiritual thing comes together and works. And if we pay attention, we can do this in a good way, or we can block ourselves from people doing it in a bad way. Does that make sense? No. Nidia's like, I don't know how to do that. Is that what you're thinking? So intention is the biggest deal. And then also listening to the Lord about what to do. Because, you know, my kids, they don't always know that they're picking up on things. The Lord told me to put this bubble around them in the spirit. Okay, in the spirit, a bubble around them that is Yeshua's blood. And that every time they leave my house, that I'm supposed to do that. And so now my son does this with me over the girls when they leave. And it's to protect them from things that they're unaware of, that they're around and picking up on. And Amen. So there are certain things like that, that the Lord might show you. That's a boundary. You know, it's different for everybody, even in different circumstances. So you just have to pay attention and say, Lord, how do I protect myself right now? Or how do I protect my family right now? You know, does that make sense?
I'd like to offer another perspective.
Go ahead.
I've seen this and kind of displayed in three different ways. So with energies, sealing yours off or sealing yourself off from others, I can see people function in different ways. And one way is as a sponge, kind of like what you were talking about with your kids. So if you don't know how to govern it, oftentimes you will... It will come like a sponge. And so it just comes on you and then it absorbs in and then you hold it, right? Until something squeezes and you have to let it out, right? The second way is as a conduit. And I've seen all three of these ways presented by the Lord, and they're different ways of functioning within it. I do think there are some that are more ideal than others, but I also think that it is very much an individual thing and you operate in the way that he's showing you how to operate. So as a conduit though, you would be able to not have to block yourself off. Like as a sponge, you kind of have to put up complete boundaries, like shut the door, put up a wall. There's a glass pane between you, right? As a conduit, yes, you still allow energy to flow to and from you, but it has to have the flow in and out, right? And then I would propose the third way. And I think this is what I'm striving for. I'll just be very honest, is operating as a transformer. So it's very much like the conduit, and you have energy that flows in and you have energy that flows out. However, you have the ability to have whatever energy that flows to you transformed because of the energy that you carry into a frequency or an energy that is love, or it is the frequency of the Father, and then it flows back out. Does that make any sense? Why are you laughing, Chris?
I'm laughing because right before this in our class, I talked about the same thing and even laughed about calling us transformers.
No, you didn't.
I did too. Ask them. And I was like, you take this energy, even if it's like witchcraft energy, you can take it and we're transformers and then release it back to have good kingdom impact. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, it was so funny that you even said transformers.
That's funny. I don't think, okay, so with those three things, like sponge, conduit, transformers, I don't think any of them are bad by any means. I think it all kind of depends on the level of governing that you're capable of at that moment. And so if you are sick, so if you have the headache and you forget how to freaking function, right? Then you are probably a sponge and you need to put up the wall, right? Because you're not going to know how to deal with what is coming at you or what is flowing from you or people trying to take from you. If you're governing at a really, really high level and you're able to be that transformer, you're going to want to be able to switch that on and you're going to be like, yeah, bring it at me because I'm going to put it right back out and it's going to be changed. Right. And everywhere in between. I don't know. Just my two cents.
I think that's good. I think also it can just depend on the situation, not even necessarily the level of governing. So like, for instance, there are times when if I'm in a place like a mall or an airport or something where there are tons of people, the Lord will be like, boundaries, put up your boundaries, right? Because that's not a time where he's calling me to transform everything, right? But then there are other times when he's like, man, you're ministering. This isn't a time for even transforming. This is the conduit time, you know? And so it's important that I'm right there in that moment doing that. And then just like you said, then there are other times where it's like, nope, it is world-changing time right now. And that's the transformer, you know? And it just depends on what he's calling us to. And so what Kim is saying is just so, so super right on. I feel like it'd be a teaching in itself. So good.
I think even if we go to the previous question from Dottie and about going and redeeming land, I think this goes right along with this. Can you go and be the transformer? Right. Because a lot of times when you go into different lands and the Lord tells you to do these things, and I would 100% only recommend doing it if he asks you to. Otherwise, I just need you to know there are territorial spirits. They're very real. And if you step in without authority and they hold authority, they don't always like it. Just kind of like in kingdoms, right? You cross the wrong border and you're not supposed to be there, and there are consequences. However, the Lord tells you to do it, you go, you're probably going to go in like a transformer, right? Because you're going to have the energy that is already sitting there and you're going to want to be able to pick up on it. And then you're going to want to transform it into whatever it is that the Lord is wanting to release into that. Right. And so it's very important, always 100% important to be connected to the source. Allow him to be leading that, allow him to let flow through you what needs to flow through you. I do think as you mature and as you're able to carry that, I mean, at some point there's going to be no difference between your frequencies and his. I'm just going to say it.
Yes. It's good. Oh, Needy, I think you're talking, but you are muted.
I said, I love it. I love it. This is good stuff.
Cool.
This is, yeah, it's really great stuff. I'm going to use this when I go to the office, because in the office, we have a tendency to pick up on each other's energy as far as our health. So if somebody has a headache, we all have a headache. Or if somebody's having issues with their allergies, we're all having issues. And I noticed this about a month ago, and the Lord was just showing me not to receive that and to start, you know, pushing it out and expelling it. So that's just great.
It's awesome. Yay. It's not so crazy. It's practical. But thank you for joining in on our Kingdom Builders podcast today. If you want to be a part of the fun discussion, go to patreon.com/kingdombuilders and join us at any level, and you can be a part of the podcast. We have all sorts of cool perks. We love our Kingdom Builders, especially the ones who meet with us every month. It's so cool to get to know each other and walk side by side. But we love you all. Also, we have a cool, engaging Heaven group in a couple weeks for our Kingdom Builders. So if you want to be a part of that, make sure and join in. All right, guys, we love you. We'll talk to you later.